Welcome to History Lost in Time, from one enthusiast to others. History Lost in Time is back. Well, the back part I have to explain, but first the following info to the German-speaking listeners. Wenn ihr die deutsche Version erwartet habt, startet bitte die Episode mit dem blauen Text im Bild, die mit DE startet. Rote Textepisoden sind englische Podcasts. Now let's get back on topic. Okay, so why is History Lost in Time back? Well, from 2017 to 2020, History Lost in Time existed as a video channel on YouTube. This was a hobby of mine. The goal was not to earn money with it, but to create a history platform and to form a community of interested people there. My goal was to keep politics out of this, which is why in the beginning I avoided topics after 1945. In the end, the project was partially successful. There were some subscribers, each video got some views, and there were discussions. But many things didn't go so well. The idea to keep politics out of the discussions was an illusion. Most comments were packed with current-day politics, and I was often busy with defending myself from accusations about my political agenda. And this has only gotten worse in recent years. Nowadays, you can't discuss anything online without ideology and politics becoming an issue. Another problem was the quality. I am not a certified historian, I am an interested enthusiast. Also, I don't have a staff of people or an agency or TV station backing me. That means that I can't match the content quality of professional productions. That disappointed a lot of people. Another weakness was the optics of the videos. I freely admit that I was never very good with that. The copyright issues I was facing surprised me a lot. Even material that was public domain and couldn't have any copyright on it was claimed. It became increasingly difficult to find material like videos, pictures, and audio sources that I could use. Waiting for the result of the YouTube check for each video became more and more nerve-wracking. This legal pressure became stronger with time. The comments, which sometimes became very aggressive and turned into threats in the end, persuaded me to end the channel. I always regretted this, and from the beginning I tried to find ways on how to restart this. The result is History Lost in Time as a podcast in German and English. Podcasting is more my thing, since I like radio as a medium a lot, and as said, I was never that good with the video part. This makes the copyright issue a lot easier. I will not use any music or historical audio sources or anything of that sort. The entire content will be 100% my own. Obviously, I will reveal my sources, so interested listeners can explore further on their own. Regarding quality, the podcasts are supposed to provide an overview and a start into a topic, not depth. If you want depth, you need to read books. There's no way around that. However, as I own a lot of books, I will put them into the center of my podcasts, so you can decide whether it'll be worth your time to read them yourself. I will use many autobiographies and historical diaries, but no worries. They will be critically analyzed, not taken for historical truth automatically. By using primary sources like this, I hope I can provide you with an added value that will justify listening. In each episode, I will explain why I'm talking about the topic, I will talk about my sources, and there will be a section where I talk about the political background. That means I will tackle the issue of my own agenda by talking about the political implications of historical topics and my own personal opinion. Obviously, not everyone will like this, but at least it will clarify where I stand personally, and I don't have to explain that later on. Freedom of speech is not just the right to speak your own mind, but also to accept other opinions and resistance to your own. My hope is that this time the discussions will be at least halfway civilized, although I admit that this hope isn't that strong, especially when I look at today's political climate and the culture of discussion we, enjoy. But at least there is potential to surprise me in a positive way. I will publish the podcast on several platforms and I will be available there for discussions as much as that is possible. Accompanying social media will consist of Instagram and Blue Sky in the beginning. Let's see how that goes. Should there be any changes there, I will tell you in the podcast. Again, this is not a commercial project, it's a hobby. So if you should see any messages where someone claims to be the History Lost in Time guy, and does someone suggest joining a Telegram link or something, and does someone talks about exclusive content or prices or anything else, that's always a fraud attempt. Don't get fooled. Easy rule, if you don't hear it in the podcast, it doesn't exist. Finally, let me tell you what I will talk about. I will talk about German history, mostly from the 18th to 20th century, although sometimes it may go beyond those times, and military history with a focus on Navy, Air Force and space travel. And of course, there's the very important category, miscellaneous. I will try to keep the episodes at a length between 10 and 15 minutes and a release schedule of one episode per week. The topic categories will rotate. If this sounds interesting to you, I'd like to win you as a listener of this podcast. That concludes this internal starting episode, and all that is left to say is... thank you for your interest.